Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hartman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hartman moves to third. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartman scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Hartman moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Smith and he is out, Hartman applying the tag. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton bunts in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Larker moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte is walked intentionally. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hartman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Jim Golden pinch runs for Bob Serve. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker bunts towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Spangler moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Larker moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aspromonte is walked intentionally. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball for an out. Spangler tags and scores. Larker tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Astros. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larker scores. Aspromonte moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Astros. Don Elston now pitching. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Don Elston. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillis moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.